Nod is a new contemporary art space recently opened by local artists and academics Fiona Harmon, Kieran Broadhurst, Dave Atwood, Rebecca Persick and Frances Russell. The first exhibition in the space is a group show called The Ultimate Symbol, featuring Fiona Harmon, Isabella Speed, Louisa Hansel and Tamara Merrington. The show features a selection of dreamy 2D works, abstract landscapes, still lives from an almost dreamscape perspective. The works create worlds of their own, inviting viewers to get lost in them. Artist and one of Nod's founders is Fiona Harmon. Welcome to RTRFM.
Thanks, Maxie. Good to be here.
So, what made these artists and academics get together and contemplate the idea of a gallery space?
Well, some of us are tied to an art school, the School of Critical Arts, and we were in need of some space to host workshops in a maybe things that are a bit more messy than that would need in other venues that we've managed to get. But also this opportunity came up to start a gallery within 14 Claude Street. So that's a separate business.
So where is that? What suburb?
In Burswood.
Burswood, okay.
Yep. So a florist runs that, which was a really nice pairing for our show. The opening night was, on the eve of Mother's Day, so they're preparing bouquets and moving
beautiful.
Those flowers out into the car, sort of a nice mirroring of what was going on inside in the gallery.
And so are you all from Curtin University? Or
Yeah, we all either teach there or have studied there together.
And so when did you all decide to open up this art space?
It came together pretty quickly. Late last year, the wheels were in motion.
Yep.
And so I had this exhibition already semi-planned with Tamara, Louisa and Isabella. We were just looking for a space. And so the opportunity came up to be the first show in this space. So we were able to pull that together pretty quickly.
So it's an artist-run space gathering.
Is.
And do you have a certain type of artist you're looking for, or is it pretty open to submissions, or are you directing it in a certain way?
For this year, because it came together so quickly and the opportunity was seized fairly last minute, we've programmed a series of group exhibitions and residencies, so month-long residency followed by a group show, and that sort of rotates. Mm. So all the programming's been done for that, and then we'll have a rethink of how the programming can be done into the future.
You've got a really good team there, and I just wanted to go back to the name. How did you come up with the name Nod?
Nod, good question. We had a bit of a short
list. I'm thinking it has a lot of kind of meanings, but
yes, we were really interested in, initially the meaning that we were interested in was this idea of Nod being the land of dreaming, like the place you go when you fall asleep, and this idea of imagination and dreaming, but then it obviously has links to the Old Testament being hell, so that's that was a sort of not necessarily the intended meaning, but a sort of a fun sort of alternative meaning, and it's been quite a fun name to play with.
And it can also be that idea of giving a nod to those who set up the space, those who are exhibiting, to the artwork, etc. Like acknowledging it. So it's got a lot of meaning there. It's just like interesting. It's always interesting how people come up with names.
It's really hard.
Yeah, I find it difficult too. Yeah. So you also had Clancy Martin on board as Nod's first artist in residence. What do you think artists hope to achieve through a residency at Nod? Is it different to other spaces, or how much support is there? What did Clancy get out of it?
Because we all do either teach or honours supervision or master's supervision, we were really interested in trying to extend that sort of support to recent graduates from art school. So we had a couple of meetings with Clancy to talk specifically about her work as it progressed. So rather than perhaps talking about it at the end of an idea, being there to talk through the work as it progressed and then sort of summarise, and Kieran wrote a piece that responds to some of the outcomes in the work. So, yeah, it's that sort of touching base and keeping conversations happening as the work's progressing.
Yes, and I think that's really important because I went through Curtin too, and as you'd remember, the critical feedback is always quite intense. But when you get out of uni, unless you set that up, there's very little critical feedback that you're getting. So it's important for communities like this to develop.
Yep. And I think the willingness of us to want to talk about this stuff in a critical way is really important too. We're sort of encouraging emerging artists to reach out to people that they want to have conversations with about their art too.
Mm. It's important to have that dialogue, isn't it? And keep the conversation going.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like you said, not just at the end of the show, but during the process of making.
Yeah.
That's great. This is Artbeat. I'm talking with artist Fiona Harmon about the new artist-run space, Nod, and also their upcoming exhibition. So Nod's first exhibition is The Ultimate Symbol, and that's already opened.
It has, yes.
And can you tell us a bit more about the show?
Yeah, so I might start with the name first, The Ultimate Symbol being linked to flower motifs, and that being the organising principle, I guess, around the show. That's the symbol of the flower motif is present in each of the artist's work. And I was interested in this idea that I came across in an article by Jesse Uisker-Stevens about flowers being the ultimate symbol, capable of any or all projections, and the idea of curating a show that could have that open starting place was quite interesting. But also it wasn't really a conscious thing, but we're all female identifying artists making work about flowers, which has obviously got a very weighty history
in sure has.
the tradition of Western painting particularly. So this article, The Ultimate Symbol, well, it wasn't called that, but that's the term given to the flower, talked about Georgia O'Keeffe and the way that her work has been written about, but also then her own understanding of the motif being quite different to, you know, the male curators talking about it as representative of female genitalia, where she's interested in the, you know, the possibilities of the flower sitting between abstract and realism, and being able to, you know, such a complex thing being a representative of a small universe, or she talks about the way that we don't often really see a flower, or it takes time to see a flower, like it takes time to make a friend. So that the Georgia O'Keeffe legacy, I guess, is what's the starting point for some of our ideas around wrestling with this motif.
And we're talking about the exhibition, The Ultimate Symbol, which just found out it means in reference to flowers, and very appropriate to mention Georgia O'Keeffe. And so why did Nod choose to bring this particular group of artists together, or did you get them together?
I got them together, and the gallery is sort of like a room within a warehouse. So it's, you know, the scale is quite small. It's quite maybe even you could call it domestic sized. And so we were all making these paintings that are all quite small, intimate, nothing bigger than sort of an A3 page of paper. And so bringing this kind of small, intimate work made about flowers suited the scale of the gallery, and we could bring it together pretty quickly because we'd been working on it for a year.
So we can expect to see quite small works?
Yeah, small works.
And are they mostly, they're all 2D paintings?
They're all 2D paintings, yes.
Great. And how big's the space? Is it a big space?
Or? It's fairly small. It's probably the size of I don't know if you remember Moana or Casual, kind of a similar feel
so
to those two spaces.
So probably about 5 metre square or 6 metre square
maybe
or something.
Maybe a little smaller. Yeah.
So nice and intimate.
Yeah.
And so the exhibition's already open. When does it go till?
We're on till the 27th of May and we're open by appointment. So you can find out more information at our website, which is nodnodnod.com. Or Instagram page at Nod Space and get in touch that way if you want to make an appointment to view. Obviously, being an artist-run space, we're limited with our ability to sort of gallery sit, and but the appointment model seemed better fitting to our ability to run the space.
And you're all like academics and you're teaching and. So it's a crazy life, this arts life. Thank you, Fiona. The exhibition, The Ultimate Symbol, is currently open at Nod. And to check out the dates and to book an appointment to see the exhibition, go to nodnodnod.com. And you have social media?
We have social media. We have an Instagram page.
Yeah, so all the Instagram page. Lovely to meet you, Fiona.
Thanks, Maxie.